Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. I'm not filling up the part tonight, so I apologize for that. We have a tremendous show for you. I tell you, you know, when you think of the sport, everybody always wants to think of MMA. Barry, when I look at the new aspect of what's going on in this bare knuckle boxing, I got to tell you, I'm really excited, and the fighters that they're bringing to these shows are truly tremendous. What are your thoughts looking at the new aspects?
Yeah, it just shows the evolution of the sport. I personally am excited. It gives these martial artists another opportunity to get themselves out there and to, show their skills.
Most definitely. You know, with that being said, I want to welcome our first guest to the program. She's been in my life for a long time. You know, I've shot her fights. I know who she is. We have tons of mutual friends in common. I want to welcome the misfit, Christine Ferrier. Christine, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, feeling like crap. You already know that, though.
Yeah, we got a lot of people now, though.
Yeah. Most definitely. You know, I've been interviewing a lot of fighters from both promotions, the Fighting Federation and Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships. You know, I had Johnny Hendricks, Brennan Ward, Chris Lieben, you know, to say the least. And then on this side, I've interviewed quite a few fighters. What is it like for you, Christine, to now jump into the new aspect of the sport? Many are saying, you know, especially Jacob Stitch-Duran, is saying this is going to be the top facet of the sport. So how does it feel for you to be part of that journey and the growth in this aspect of the sport?
I feel it's a great opportunity to be starting at the beginning of something, you know. MMA started, you know, for the women, you know, a little before me, you know, before I started MMA, and I was more into the Muay Thai world, and of course Muay Thai was already established. So I think it's a good opportunity for me to jump into something that is just blossoming, you know. I love fighting and I love the boxing aspect of it, so I'm learning a lot, and I think I'm going to grow with the sport as well.
I think so, too. And, you know, we kind of talked a little bit before we started, and I knew you when you were with Coach Jay years ago, and now to see that you're with Dewey Cooper, I can only, you know, fathom where, the levels that it's taken you to, Christine. How much would you say that Dewey Cooper has truly added to you, not just as a warrior, but as a person in your walk?
Added a lot. Just the mental aspect of the game and the skill level on breaking everything down. You know, I never really had that aspect of the game. Like, I'm a fighter, I'm tough, you know, and I pick things up by myself, you know, along the way, but never really got the thorough coaching behind it, you know. I just feel like I'm more well-rounded now and more understanding, like, the glue to all the pieces of my game are come together with him, you know. I just feel a lot more confident and strong in my game, you know.
Yeah, you were already formidable, but I could see adding Coach Dewey is going to be, oh my goodness, you know. But I'm going to toss the mic over to Barry and let Barry ask you a few questions, and then I'll come back.
Okay.
Barry?
Thank you.
Now, Christine, you were, you know, scheduled to fight at the last bare knuckle fighting championships, and the athletic commission kind of pulled your opponent, but you had already experienced training camp and kind of got over that hurdle, but you kind of never got the final, you know, your final product to see how everything was going to, you know, blossom at the end. What was your feelings then, being, you know, kind of pulled off of that card at the last second after all the work you had put in?
Oh, man. I trained super hard for that in that camp. I've never experienced something like that. being told 2 hours before I was supposed to fight. It's crazy. You know, you think
right.
you're about to, you know, you have the build up, so, you know, you're peaking, you're getting ready mentally and physically ready to fight someone, and you've been planning it for weeks, maybe a couple months, you know. It was just a really weird feeling not to fight and sit at the venue and watch all these people
right.
fight what you're supposed to fight at. It was a weird feeling. I can't even explain it. And to get back directly into a new camp, like, literally right when I got home. I took a couple days off and went straight back into camp. It was a weird feeling, like, to cut weight. I had to cut weight and everything. So there was no
yes.
celebration or anything at the end. It's just, okay, I prepared for a fight and nothing happened. I mean, I got paid. They paid me for my full purse, but it doesn't really, you know, they compensated my financial for it, but it was just was super weird physically not to be able to release that, you know?
Right. And now you kind of though got over, like I said, that hurdle of going through a training camp for a bare knuckle fight.
Yeah.
And now you're getting, you know, you're getting that second chance to, you know, step in the ring and fight. And, you know, like you mentioned, you come from the Muay Thai background, and
mm-hmm.
everything is, you know, you power through the defense, but here it's, you know, you got to get your footwork, your angles, your movements. Tell us how well you took to that, and, you know, the progress of your boxing game.
Wow, okay, yeah, that was a big difference, and I've learned that there's a whole nother level to this game, to this fight game. You know, going into boxing from Muay Thai and MMA, it's just a whole other game, like speed, a whole other energy system. Everything's different, so I'm brand new, again, to something. You know, so adjusting and adapting, it's been difficult but fun, because it's almost like starting over again, I guess you could say. So everything's new, and I'm learning everything new, but, like, still having to break old habits a little bit, you know. So having to adjust and not keep my mind open and get my ass beat a lot to adjust to that style and not take it too serious, you know, because when you learn something and you're good at it and you know how to handle yourself in that specific art or sport, then you switch over to a completely different one. I didn't think it'd be that much of a big difference. The angles and the speed, I thought I could adjust a lot easier, but it's very different, very, very different. And being bare knuckles. So bare knuckles, a whole nother game. Just the power of the punches, how you can get cut easier, just everything's different with this. And I've adjusted well, you know, and I have a very knowledgeable team and great, great athletes around me. I have a great strength and conditioning coach, David Hayes, that's getting me, you know, conditioned for bare knuckle. So, I mean, I'm in good hands, and I feel like the last fight, even though I didn't get my last, everything happens for a reason. And I'm tough. I was ready. I was getting ready, but I'm on a different level now, you know. And just the knowledge I have behind me, and the people I got to watch spar, the people I was around, true boxers, you know, and just the knowledge behind Dewey Cooper, you know.
Absolutely,
you know?
And getting your you know, you to, you know, punch somebody bare knuckle in the ring. So, you know, what are you expecting, like, the differences there? Like, your first time, you know, bare knuckle in a professional ranking, a professional setting anyways, against a very game opponent and a, you know, very skilled opponent like Jennifer.
It's a fight, you know what I mean? The only thing, I have to make a few adjustments, but it's a fight, and I adjust very well in any kind of fight. I was a natural fighter, so I know how to handle myself, you know, and yeah, she's a skilled fighter. She's been retired for 5 years, you know. I'm not saying she hasn't been training, but she hasn't been in the ring or, you know, competing in a very long time. So I've been active and I haven't quit once. I've been steadily going, and I'm very confident in my skills and my adaptation to this new sport.
That's where I kind of want to jump in for a second. Because, you know, I know, like I said, I stated earlier, I've known you for quite a bit of your career. I've shot parts of your career. You know, how is the aspect, do you think it's going to be more beneficial to you coming from a Muay Thai background, stepping into bare-knuckle boxing? Because when you stepped into MMA, you beat a fighter that's now in the UFC, and it seemed like you kind of fell out of, you know, out of love with MMA for a moment. Do you think that this new aspect of bare knuckle boxing and you being involved in it, we're going to see a new Christine, a new variation, a new chapter of your life?
Yes, and I have found there was after that Rachel fight, there was I had a really hard time finding a place where I wanted to be in a gym. You know what I mean? I'm not knocking anybody I was with or anything like that. It wasn't clicking with coaches and teammates, and it just, my last two fights is just, I was bouncing around, you know, and I don't just settle somewhere. Like, I really have to embrace the coach and the team and just certain aspects, and this is where I found that I feel like I'm back to who I am as a fighter, and I don't hate it every day, you know, like going into practice because I don't like where I'm at. You know what I mean? So I think that's going to be a big change in this fight for me in the way I perform because of my surroundings.
Yeah. Now, I interviewed Chris Leben the other day, and, you know, it's funny because this thought has gone through everybody's mind, you know, and that is the thought that he was like, bro, you know, the only thing I hope I don't do is, like, punch him and then go for a double leg takedown. You know, how hard is it going to be for you, Christine, to punch somebody but not take them to the mat, not go into the MMA aspect of a fight?
Well, I've been sparring boxing this whole time, so I've had a lot of practice. I've been under pressure, I've been hit hard, and I don't go for doubles. Or I don't, you know, I don't go for a knee. Or, you know, I mean, in the beginning, I felt a lot of spinning elbows from the clinch, you know, like when we get in, you know, boxers, when they come in, like, I felt like, okay, step outside the lead foot and throw that spinning elbow, you know what I mean? That's out of my head at this point. So all the stuff that was coming to me when I first started boxing, the teeping, I couldn't teep to, if someone's out boxing me, I can't teep them or I can't kick them, you know? So all that stuff was trained in my fight camps, you know, when I'm sparring, and it's not a problem. At first it was a little bit in my mind, you know, to negate the boxing because they're better than me, right? Because I'm used to using my, you know, my kicks and my teeps, or, you know. But I've learned to not do that, obviously. I'm not going to go in there and go shoot for a double or try to knee the head, you know.
Hey, you never know in the heat of the moment, you know. You know, I think Johnny Hendricks said it best when I asked him, you know, how do you go about the transition from an MMA fighter to a bare-knuckle fighter? And, you know, he said that the last few weeks of the training camp would basically, you know, enter into that aspect of hitting the bags, bare-knuckle, and going at certain things. Now, are you taking that aspect into your camp? And if so, will it, with the way you're training, will it allow you to better you know, I can't even think, I'm so sick. Would it allow you to better, you know, have a more methodical, you know, aspects in the fight when it does portray?
Absolutely. It made me slow down a lot in my thinking when I'm fighting. You can't just go into a boxing match and just throw whatever you want. You get lit up. So it's slowed me down a lot and being more tactical and strategic, you know, in what I'm doing. And it's been great. But when I do have my last fight with Invicta, I have one more fight with Invicta. So I'm going to be a totally different fighter then, you know, and not just, I'm a little bit more well-rounded, you know. I have a lot more I added to my game, and I've been just doing boxing for a year now, you know. So it has changed me a lot, angles and footwork and head movement, you know, having to hold back, kick, knees, being conscious of that. It made me smarter.
That's awesome. I like that aspect. Barry?
Yeah, Christine, you had mentioned, you know, switching camps and things like that. In general, I'm not speaking, you know, on your situation, but in general, how important is it for a fighter to basically feel comfortable and in their surroundings and to get ready to, in a sense, go fight another person and go to war with another person?
Yeah, I think that's very important. For a long time, I just think I could wing it. If I didn't like specific camp, I didn't care for specific coaches, I thought I could just get through it, but there has to be some kind of connection. There has to be, you have to trust your coach. You know, you have to know that the team that's with you wants you to win. They support you and help you. You guys are helping each other. We go in there alone, but we all need each other. If we don't have each other, we cannot get better. So it's extremely important to be pushing each other past our limits and to have that support and that connection with your team. I think it's almost number one. And it's showed in my last couple fights that I know that's what's been missing for me. You know, you gotta be around people that you trust and that you know what they're doing, you know, and they want the best for you. And they want to win as much as you do, you know.
Now, you know, switching camps into your new camp at Dewey Cooper's, knowing him, but not really knowing him, what was the moment where you were like, yeah, like, this is home, like, this is where I belong?
Dewey has, he's a ring announcer as well for all my amateur fights, so we've known each other for a long time, you know. I didn't study under him, but we knew who each other was, you know what I mean? It's not like he was a stranger to me.
Right.
You know, I always respected his style and everything, you know. So it wasn't a stranger, and we're in the Las Vegas scene together, you know what I mean? So it's very familiar to me, and showing up at the camp it's what's meant to be. Like, I believe everything happens for a reason. Just like, I don't know why my last fight didn't happen. Like, I know this is the team that is best for me and bringing out the best of me. It's the least stressful camp I've ever had in my whole career. Everything is organized, set up, professional, hardworking, just enough. Everything is just perfect. It's not so hard like that. They're asking you to do way too fucking, or sorry, my language, way too much, you're not doing, or you're not doing anything. It's just, he knows exactly how to scale everything. And that's what makes me feel most important, in the strength and conditioning as well. You know, he has a strength and conditioning guy, and he's the head coach. You know, so everything is there for me. It's all right there. So it's I didn't have the extra stress of trying to go here for strength and conditioning, go over there for this, go over here for that. You know, he's a whole package, you know?
Absolutely. Don, go ahead, bud.
You know, Christine, I've watched and shot most of your career. You know, I know the adversity, perseverance, and different obstacles you've had to overcome. What does it mean for you, truly as a person, as you just sit back and you realize now you've got this new chapter in the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships, you've got an opportunity to find a place where you feel home, where you feel comfortable? What does it truly mean to you, not just as a warrior, but as a person in your walk?
It is a new opportunity, and I feel like I'm more mature in my as a fighter, and it's brand new, so I get to show myself as a matured fighter, not as a like just going in there throwing my hands like all reckless, or not knowing what I'm doing, or not understanding angles, what punch to throw, when to throw it. You know what I mean? And defense on top with offense. I'm just a mature fighter, so coming into this brand new, I just feel like it can show what I always wanted to be as a fighter. You know, what I've always trained hard to do, but wasn't able to do it. You know what I mean? I think this is where all my development through all the years of training and commitment is coming together. So my speed, my strength, my smarts, all together. It's not just going in there strong. It's just not going in there tough. You know what I mean? It's going in there with everything. The skill, the smarts, the strength, the endurance, the stamina, everything. You know, I think it's all like Dewey and the team just glued it together. You know what I mean? So that's how I feel about this new chapter.
Yeah, you can almost call it a rebirth, because it's like you finally found what I've known you've been looking for years. You finally have correlated an aspect of yourself that is truly meaningful to you. And it's great to hear the words come out of your mouth, because I know how much the sport in general means to you. And I've always prided myself on the sport and warriors like you that, you know, walk the martial way, that believe in the martial way, you know. And I think it's great, because Ed Kung Lee on the other night, and I'm going to ask you the same question, but I'm going to give you his answer first. When I asked him what pride, passion, and perseverance meant to him, he said that's the martial way. That's a true martial artist. So when you look at it, Christine, what does pride, passion, and perseverance mean to you?
Same thing, the warrior way, you know. There's so much behind what you just said. I mean, it can go on and on. But he said it perfect, you know. It's martial arts way.
It becomes who you are. And
it is.
See, that's one thing. Yeah, it's because I know it's you 100%. And to my listeners out there, you got to know her to understand. This is, she lives, eats, breathes this stuff. I'm not saying that all fighters don't, but this is who she is. You don't know any different. That's what's cool about it. You know, I know you don't talk shit. You know, I know you're about going in and doing what you do best. But if you had any thoughts for the people that are going to be this Saturday at Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships with your fight with Jennifer Tate, what would that statement be, my friend?
You're about to see a clinic get done on this girl. Because I'm at my best right now. And for her, she better be at her best, because if not, it's going to be a long night or a short one.
Either way, you both are making history. That's what's so cool about this, you know. And Jacob Stitch Duran will be in house, and you got one of the best cutmen in the world. And you know, I just love the organization, because what they're doing, they truly put together a top notch aspect of it. And I gotta say, you know, this is when I saw that this fight was on there this time, I was kind of like stoked. I was like, yeah, this is going to be a fight that everybody's going to want to see. You know, you've proven yourself time and time again. You know, I'm going to toss the mic back to Barry real quick, let him ask one or two more questions, and then I'll come back and we'll wrap things up, Christine.
Okay.
All right, Christine, with the winner potentially eyeing up a matchup with Beck Rollins, in a much, I'm sure, a high-profile fight on the card, because Beck is hyped. I mean, she's hyped the hell out of, you know, the bare knuckle, how much she enjoys it. If you come out victorious on Saturday night, where do you see yourself and Beck Rollins, where do you see, like, you would have an advantage against Beck, who has already fought, I think, twice in the bare knuckle?
I have an advantage everywhere. I'm faster than her. I have more heart than her. Tougher than her. I feel like every aspect of that. And, I mean, I wanted to fight her three fights ago. So I've been asking for it. I'm not the one dunking it. So, I think she has a major fight on her hands when I face her after this fight. I believe at the title shot after this. You know, I mean.
Right. Yeah. They. You know. And that's. I like your answer because it kind of shows that you are in the fight state of mind where you feel like no one can beat you at any time, you know, which is where a fighter should always be come fight week, 2 days out. So I want to wish you the best of luck Saturday. I'll be watching. Looking forward to it. Good luck to you, and hopefully we'll get you back on here soon, and we'll talk about it.
All right, cool.
Hey, Christine, I want to thank you, homie. I really appreciate it. I know you just landed. I apologize that I'm sick, but hey, the show must go on. And, you know, that's just life. Most people would have canceled, but I wasn't going to miss this show for nothing. You know, I wish you the best of luck come Saturday night, my friend. You know, it's truly an honor each and every time I have you on the show. You know, you're always open and real about life, and that's what I respect about you the most. With that being said, I'm going to hand the mic to you. If you have any sponsors, friends or family, social media sites, or just anything else you'd like to add to the program, the floor is yours.
Okay. I'd like to give a shout-out to Sin City Vapor, Bad Chicks, my team, BKSS, my coach, my strength and conditioning coach, David Hayes, David Cooper, everybody at Bare Knuckle, you know, and thank you for having me on the show.
It's always an honor. You know, Christine, I know you're kind of different on social media, but if I can get you to give my listeners your social media so they can follow you, I'd appreciate that.
Sure. Awesome. My Facebook is Christine Faria, just my name, my first and last name. And so the same thing is for my Instagram and my Twitter. So my last name is Ferea, and Christine is Christine.
Or hashtag
That's all my
misfit.
Social, keep it off. Hashtag misfit.
Right. I appreciate it, Christine. Thank you so
Thank
much
you,
for joining the show. You have a tremendous night, my friend.
Hey, you as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Barry, man, she came from the Muay Thai world. She transitioned over to MMA. She beats Ostovich. She falls out of love with MMA. Now she's getting this opportunity in bare knuckle fighting. She sounds pretty eager to me, bro.
Yeah, it's you know, any real fighter when they're doing something new, and it actually, like she mentioned, challenges them where they're not very good at it, and they have to really want it. They got to take a few ass whoopings to get to where they need to be. And you know, she's on the right track. I mean, and we'll, you know, her opponent's getting ready to come on and discuss her side to throw up a roadblock. So, you know, we'll see here shortly.
Oh, most definitely. We'll be right back after this commercial timeout from our sponsors.
What up, it's your boy Slone Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in a world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though, what do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of the Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Much love to Slum Bone and Bone Thugs and Harmony and the 86ers family, man. Gotta appreciate them on their commercial and the love they show the show. We're gonna jump to Jennifer Tate. Or not.
Hello?
Hey, Jennifer, this is Don McGuire with the Fighter's Voice. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Perfect. You just come right up first before you back
so
up. I'll be right
there.
Thank you.
I'd like to first welcome you to the show. On the line with me is my mutual host, Mr. Barry Frost, and I'm going to go ahead and let him start off with a question tonight, and then I'll be right back. Barry?
Hey, Jennifer, how are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You know, how excited are you to get back in the ring and start this bare knuckle adventure in front of a pay-per-view audience?
I'm pretty excited.
Now, we just had your opponent on, and you know she didn't talk a lot. I mean, she didn't give nothing away. You're coming from a Muay Thai background as well. How different was your transition to the boxing, the stand-up game, like the bare knuckle?
It's all fighting, so, I mean, it's not much of a transition, I guess. You just get in there and bang, right?
Yeah, that's definitely a way to look at it. I mean, it's trading punches, so, yeah, absolutely. Don, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, all right, buddy, I got it. Hey, Jennifer, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
You know, first and foremost, I kind of want to dig in on a different aspect because, you know, you've been in the sport a while. You know, now you get this opportunity in the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships. What does it truly mean to you, you know, to get this opportunity, you know, per se? I've been interviewing both promotions, so to be able to have you on is tremendous. But I would like to get your thought of what it truly means to you to get this opportunity and what it's going to mean to your camp, the people that have built you up and helped guide you this aspect.
You know, I've wanted to do a bare knuckle fight for quite some time, and I've wanted to fight on pay-per-view, so I'm basically killing two birds with one stone this Saturday, and it's going to be great. You know, my husband is my trainer, and my boxing coach, they're all going to be here, so yeah, I'm going to make them proud, try my hardest.
Now, you know, like I said, I've been interviewing both sides. When you look at the beginning of your career to now, you know, did you ever fathom in a million years that you would end up in basically the rebirth of a sport that's been around for hundreds of years?
No, you know what? It's awesome. I wanted to do a bare knuckle fight, like I said, but it was pretty much impossible to find. So now that they are bringing it back in, it's great to be part of history.
Now, you look at Christine Ferrer, and I think this is a pretty evenly matched fight. You know, you look at both of you are bangers. Both of you have, you know, have tremendous heart. What does it feel like for you to sit down and look at this opponent and, you know, methodically, you know, play that fight in your head? Has that opportunity arisen for you?
Yeah, I went over it in my head. You know, I guess that's what everyone does. But whatever happens, happens. I can't predict anything. Just get in there and fight.
No, I've interviewed for the other promotion and this promotion. I've interviewed several fighters. You know, just lately I had for the other promotion, I had Johnny Hendricks, Chris Lieben, Brennan Ward. And they all talk about the different aspects that they've taken to prepare for this, for their bare-knuckle opportunity. What aspects have you taken in training to prepare for Saturday night?
A lot of sparring with a lot of different girls.
Now, have you... See, it's weird because, you know, you come from Muay Thai, so, you know, they have generally...
I actually come from boxing. I had an amateur boxing career. So,
yeah.
I did boxing before I started doing, like, MMA or Muay Thai.
Yeah, but when you look at it, what I'm getting at is, you know, how are you... Because a lot of fighters, they're talking about the last couple of weeks, they're going to transition themselves into the bare-knuckle sparring and bare-knuckle, you know, hitting of the bags. Have you transitioned yourself, you know, when did you start initializing that transition to fighting with a bare hand?
I've been hitting the bags with bare hands for about maybe a month, but yeah, bare-knuckle sparring is out of the question. I saved that for the ring. I'm not trying to get cut up before the fight.
Yeah. Barry?
Yeah, you know, you had mentioned that you had came from a boxing background. You know, you're like a two-time Golden Glove champion, I believe.
Central California, yeah.
Yep.
2 years in a row.
So, and you also were involved in, like, the first women's fight sanctioned by the state of California. So, in that aspect, you're also a pioneer. And, you know, here you are stepping in as one of the first females to do this bare-knuckle thing. What does that mean to you?
I'm actually ecstatic. I've been wanting to do this for a while, so the opportunity arose, and I'm getting paid for it, and that makes it even way better.
Now, when I just asked Christine this question. If you come out on top on Saturday, you know, you're looking at a potential fight with Beck Rollins, who's the champion right now. Where do you see, not looking past Saturday, but if you come out with the win, where do you see a fight with you and Beck Rollins going?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry. I got distracted.
Yeah, that's fine. I asked Christine, you know, if she would win, so I'm going to ask you the same question. If you get the win on Saturday, you're looking at a potential fight against Beck Rollins, who is the champion. Where do you see that fight going? And a much high-profile fight against Beck on the card. Where do you see your advantages against a fighter like her?
I would absolutely love to fight Beck. I don't, you know, I'm totally confident in my abilities, and so I, you know, get in there and beat her ass.
Get in there and beat her ass. I'm sick. I apologize, you know, but the show must go on. And you know, I apologize for me being, you know, having the flu or whatever it is that's going around. But, you know, I didn't want to miss the show because Saturday is going to be a tremendous opportunity for you. You know, when you sit back and now you're just, you know, a day and a half away, pretty much 2 days away from the fight. When you sit down and you have those talks with your husband, what thoughts do you guys, you know, express to each other and how Saturday night's going to play out?
Oh, man, my husband tells me, you know, this is what you wanted to do, so go do it. He supports me 100%. I mean, he's like the best trainer. He's like the best guy. He's so chill, and I love him to death. And he says, you know, if this is your passion, pursue it. He backs me all the way. I just put me after him a little better.
Now, do you feel that, because I've interviewed a lot of fighters whose husbands are in their corners, or, you know, vice versa. Do you feel that gives you an advantage over some fighters going into a fight, having that closeness with somebody who is actually training you hands-on?
I think my husband, as a trainer, I don't, like, mix the two. So, I mean, as a husband, he's great, but as a trainer, he's freaking amazing. I mean, you know, so... I have the advantage of having a wonderful trainer, an awesome trainer, you know, but that's, I also am blessed to have a great husband, too.
You know, Saturday night is tremendous, what? And it's going to be a great fight, man. Out of the cool cards, this is the one card that caught my attention, like I told you. And I generally like to, you know, bring on the fights that I think are going to be a tremendous night. You know, when you initially got that call from Bare Knuckle, got this opportunity, you know, what was the initial reaction on your side and what went through your head?
I was calling them. Let me on your show. This is what I want to do. So this is something I was pursuing.
Well, since you were pursuing it then, you know, was it something that you felt that you weren't complete, that you had to take yourself into this aspect? You wanted to become a 360 fighter, per se.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, I've done boxing, I've done MMA, I've done Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, you know, and I've done well in everything I've competed in, so I wanted to just add another thing on my resume.
Barry?
Hello?
Yeah.
I think
are
you there, Barry?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
Jennifer, you know, in your MMA career, you fought a who's who. Like you said, very successful. You know, having fought, in my opinion, you fought the better competition in the ring and octagon. So, against Christine, you know, are you, I don't want to say overlooking her, but do you feel that you have such advantages that, you know, you have to concentrate a little harder?
I'm definitely not overlooking Christine. She's a tough fighter. I mean, she's game. She's here to fight. It's you know, it could be anybody's night. Just take that one punch.
Right.
But
and,
I do,
you know,
yeah, I did concentrate.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I did concentrate, you know, and so, yeah, I did train very hard for her. I didn't sleep on her. I didn't think, you know, I know she's game, so I'm, like, actually excited to fight her.
Right. I think everybody's expecting that, you know, with this card, the fight between, you know, you and Christine could be the show stealer for the night, the fight of the night. Is that what you're expecting? Is just absolute fireworks? Or are you expecting, like, kind of a slow, methodical kind of fight with her?
I really don't know. I'm pretty technical, so it just depends on what she brings and how I react. And how, I really can't predict anything. I couldn't tell you.
Right. Yeah, that always depends on, you know, what the opponent does and how it goes. But Don kind of mentioned it earlier about, you know, your corner and kind of the comfort of having your husband and trainer there at the, you know, all in one. When you, and this is going to be a first for both of you, so... How is your husband handling the aspect of you going in bare knuckle?
He's anxious, a little anxious, but he trains quite a few fighters, so I guess he. I mean, I'm anxious. Like, who wouldn't be? You know.
right. Go ahead, Don.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just, it's kind of a little hard to hear. There's a lot going on in the background there. And like I said, I'm sick, so both my ears are plugged. But, Jennifer, I'm glad you came on the show because I love this new era of sport. You know, Jacob Stisteran is a good friend of mine. We did a live feed about this when this was all coming to apparition, and we both feel that it's truly going to be the new aspect of the sport. When you look at it that way, how does it affect you knowing that you're part of the creation, the legacy, the first few stones laid in the ground for a promotion that has now truly taken over the sport?
I'm absolutely ecstatic. One thing I can't predict is probably going to be bigger than UFC one of these days.
Yeah, Stitch feels the same way. He truly, you know, and that's what it kind of made me realize that I needed to go the aspect of interviewing you bare knuckle fighters, because when Stitch really says something, it says it from the heart. I mean, you know, it kind of catches my attention since we've been friends for 15 years. You know, what does it mean for you being a Class A fighter going into a promotion that truly hasn't skimped on any aspect? They've got the best cut men, they've got the best staff. How more pertinent is that to you as a fighter, knowing that you're going into a Class A promotion?
It's great. I mean, they're really treating me well, and it's really nice to see a promotion that actually cares about their fighters and tries to provide for them, you know, because not all of them do.
Yeah, they truly don't. You know, I kind of want to bring up, I'll be an elephant in the room kind of question, I guess. You know, you've had a tremendous career in all aspects of the sport. What was it that had you kind of walk away from the sport of mixed martial arts as far as the cage is concerned? I mean, I know you're still going to be doing it in the future or in different aspects, but what was it that had you step away from the cage for the time being?
I blew my knee out. And I don't want that. I don't want that to happen again. I figure boxing's pretty safe, and I won't blow my knee out doing that. So.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question that I asked Christine, I asked Chris Lieben, I've asked Johnny Hendricks. Now I'm going to ask you, you know, but you've been a boxer before, so you may be able to control that, but, you know, let's say you get caught with a pretty good punch and you get caught up in the moment, or your aggression gets built up. How hard is it going to be for you not to go shoot for that double leg takedown or that spinning back fist or anything in that aspect?
We're all professionals, you know, so this is what we do, act professional and train to do a job, and I'm just going to get in there and do it.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, honestly, I mean, between just, well, us and 300,000 people, you know, if I mean, and there are the moments that we do make mistakes. I mean, I've seen it happen in other sports, you know. And I like how you say we're professionals, because you've been a boxer before and you did transition to that. But, you know, even Christine says, she said, well, I can't see myself taking a double leg, but she said, you know, it was hard for me to break the spinning back fist. Was there any aspect that was hard for you to break?
I just, maybe elbows. I hope I don't throw no elbows in the heat of the moment. You know that. But I doubt it.
It's going to be interesting because, you know, this is all in its infancy and it's all new to everybody. You know, I think coming from a boxing background, you're going to have a little bit more, you know, of that leverage going into this fight. I think it's going to be a tremendous fight. Like I said, I think it's a perfectly matched fight, and I honestly can't wait to see it. You know, Barry, I'm going to toss the mic to you, brother. You got a couple more questions for me?
Yeah, heading into the fight, the week of the fight for a fighter, how does your mindset kind of change? Do you, like, need to be alone? Do you want people around? Like, what is your kind of routine that you go through during fight week?
It's pretty much the same. I just get nervous the day of the fight, and then, but once I get in the ring, I'll be fine.
So you're kind of the more like the first contact. You're good. You're good. We're home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So coming into this fight with Christine, like you said, you're very excited. You've trained hard. What was something every camp a fighter kind of learns? I guess they learn a little more about themselves. What have you learned about yourself this camp?
What have I learned? That I really like to fight. I've learned that it's more easier now to balance my life because I do have children. I have a business that I run. The fighting consumed me and I wouldn't, take care of my businesses or this or that. But, now it's just easier to balance fighting and life and being a mom.
That's a great answer. And I want to, like I said, I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday. I'll be watching. Hopefully for the best, and we'll get you back on soon. And hopefully, you throw that roadblock in and get the win.
Awesome! Thank you for having me on.
Hey,
you guys have a good night.
Hey, before I let you go, you can't get off here that easy. Before I let you go, first and foremost, I want to thank you for coming on the show. But I want to throw the mic to you and let you get your sponsors, your friends and family, or your social media sites, or just anything else you'd like to add to the program before we let you go. The floor is yours.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God. Without him, none of this would be possible. My family, for all their support, and Chase Chevrolet, Ziggy Smoke Shop, JP Signs, and the Stockton Open Air Mall.
Now, what can my listeners find you on social media, Jennifer?
My Instagram is 209Rose.
Well, we truly appreciate it. I wish you the best of luck on Saturday night. I'd like to have you back on the show in the future. You truly have made a name for yourself in the sport. I wish you the best of luck in this new era, this new aspect. You truly deserve this opportunity. Thank you for joining the show, my friend.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
Well, kind of short-winded on some of the questions, but I've never interviewed you before. You never know what you're going to get when you get a fighter on the show. Some are kind of less talkative than others, but you still take away from what her intent is. Barry, I got to admit, this is going to be a hell of a fight.
Yeah, it's fight week, and a lot of fighters are different. Like I said, everybody's nervous. Everybody's anxious to get in there and get it started. You can't really hold that against her. But like I said, I think a lot of people are thinking this could be the fight to steal the, fight of the night, steal the show. And the girls usually do. The ladies usually come out and put it out there. So it will be fun.
Yeah, the crazy aspect of it is I have been a part of Christine Ferreira's career for years. And, it almost, you can hear it in her voice, it resonates that she truly feels like she found a place where she feels she belongs. She had a great run in Muay Thai, stepped into the MMA world. Her debut, she beat Rachel Ostovich, who is now in the UFC. And then she suffered two lessons and realized that MMA wasn't her home. And then she gets this call for Bare Knuckle, and you can hear a new reinvigorated Christine. And that's tremendous. I love seeing that in fighters when they find a place to call home. And, you look at Tate. She's been away from the sport. She stepped away from MMA because she blew her knee out, which, I understand that, but she also had a great, great career, and MMA started, So it'll be interesting to see where this fight happens. It turns out Saturday night. I got to tell you, I think you're right. I think it's going to be fight of the night. I think it's going to be one of the most highly anticipated fights on this card. Dave Feldman and Nate Shook have outdone themselves again on Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships 3. Barry, you look at both promotions. How can either one of them fail in the beginning, the infancy of this this opportunity. All I can see is success. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it'll take a little time just because of maybe the public misunderstanding what's actually happening. It's kind of like the UFC was for a time. And MMA in general, they just kind of – there's a lot of misunderstanding. They think, oh, my God, they're killing each other. When actually they're not. I mean, it's actually better for them in the long run. But that's the only thing I can see slowing their path to success. I mean, eventually they will get there. But I think just the kind of maybe the public conception, the perception of, what's actually happening until it kind of gets explained. You know what I mean? Until it's kind of broken down for them and like, here, this is what's actually happening. And then I can see, a boom. I can see it taking off.
Yeah. I jump back to my thoughts with Stitch and his perception, and he's pretty knowledgeable when it comes to all aspects, and he just said, mark my words, my friend, this is going to be the greatest aspect of the sport that everybody's ever going to know. But you're the encyclopedia, you're the man that knows all. I forget who I had on the show. I can't remember. He was one of the trainers. He was the head boxing coach at Tough 17, James Huey. And we were talking about this aspect of it. And, it was brought up that probably the first sanctioned, and I'm not sure if it was American or worldwide, but I think the first sanctioned bare-knuckle fight was like in 1894.
Actually, it was, I don't know, well, Tom Sayer, but I don't know if that was in America.
Yeah. See, that's
Tom,
crazy.
Tom Sayer was one of them, but I think that was in like 1850s, but I don't know if that was in America. But yeah, like John L. Sullivan and those guys in the, the 1880s and 1890s. They did all that.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, man, when you look at everything in that aspect, and now it truly has.
Heenan and Sayer is the name. Yeah, that was the two fights. Like, Heenan and Sayer. I can't remember Heenan's first name. But, I mean, that was in, like, 1850s, but...
Yeah,
I'm 36, man. I'm getting old, son. I can't remember it all.
Everything there is to know about any sport. Don't let them fool you. Barry, I truly want to thank you. Feeling like crap. Honestly, was at the point I didn't want to do the show, but, you came to help me like a true brother would, and I appreciate it every time, and next week, I promise I'll bust my ass and get you that boxing show that you wanted.
No,
just going through a... Oh, man, come on now. After going through a broken foot and then falling again and breaking my hand and then now being sick, I feel like, what's his name, Schleprock from the Flintstones or whatever the hell it was. But I'm getting back on track. We're going to start bringing bigger and better shows to you. Barely, I can't even talk.
Yep.
Barry,
quit
I truly appreciate it. All right, your stuff is rubbing off on me, homie. Oh man, that's crazy. I want to thank Dave Feldman and Nate Shook for bringing their fighters on the show. It's truly a tremendous opportunity to get to interview both sides of the promotion, see things take off. Me and Barry will be in house at the Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation, so that's going to be unique, man. I got to tell you, I'm not even shooting, but I might just shoot it for free, bro, just to be a part of it, because I can't see myself sitting in a seat not shooting something that is in its infancy and truly the beginning of a new era.
Yeah, I mean, I hope this is bare knuckle fighting championships. But, you know, like I said, I wish him, you know, tons of success. I think it will be a success. You know, they got Kendall Groves on the card. You know, you got a lot of the, I think Reggie Barrett Jr. is on the card as well. A lot of good talent. And I think after Saturday night, a lot of people will know a lot more about the promotion. I mean, it's definitely gonna hit home, and they'll have some new fans after Saturday night.
Oh yeah, well the last event I had Sam Shoemaker on, and a Missouri boy, and boy went there and shocked the world. And so that's what I'm telling you, people. If you think they were greats in MMA, when you step up into bare knuckle boxing, it's a whole new ball game. You know, bare knuckle fighting championships, too, had some pretty tremendous upsets. And I can tell you, you know, I had Kendall Grove on here. You know, I interviewed him. And, you know, all of them agree that it's a clean slate for everybody once you step up in the ring and the bare knuckle aspect. You know, it doesn't matter what you did before. It only matters in that moment because it's new to both of you. With that being said, Barry, I truly want to thank you for helping me out on the show tonight with me being sick. It meant the world to me. I want to thank my sponsors, Finished MMA, with Juan Martinez, Cut Man for Hire with Jacob Stitch Duran and Juan Ramirez, Bite Me Mouth Guards with Joe Rice, and last but not least, and very importantly, the 86ers.net with Alfred and Freddie and the United Way and the United Way Merced. I truly appreciate you back in the show. Barry, it's always an honor. I'm going to toss the mic to you. If you have any shout-outs that you'd like to do, brother, the floor is yours.
Yeah, no, I just appreciate you having me on tonight. It was always fun. Like I said, I enjoy doing the shows. You know, like I said, I stepped out into the bare-knuckle world this time. So, you know, like I said, I hope the two girls, the two ladies that we had on, Christine and Jennifer, have a tremendous fight. And, you know, like I said, set the world on fire and, you know, blaze a path for these ladies to get in the sport. So with that being said, man, good night, and I'll talk to you soon.
Most definitely, brother. Good night, and God bless you.
On the bundle. Y'all motherfuckers ain't ready. Pay for the most, get a condition better.